Lili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're up to the end of Siman Tafresh Dadi Gimel. Motzin Sefer Torah V'Karin Parshas Vayavo Amalek. You read the Parsha of Vayavo Amalek on Purim, that makes sense, because the Haman was from Amalek. V'af al pi she'en bo el ates psukim. It only has 9 psukim, and you're supposed to have 10 psukim at least when you read 3 Aliyahs. The Gemara learns that out. Kofim pasuk achron kedei lahashlim asara psukim. You repeat the last pasuk in order to make it up to 10 psukim. And the Ramah says no. V'ein ha-minig lichpol pasuk achron shal parsha. That's not the minig. The minig is that you read 9. Why? The Mishnah Berurah quotes from Tosfos that it's a stalik inyana. A whole topic is finished. The 9 psukim of Vayavo Amalek gives the whole story of that parsha of the Torah. It's an entire unit, and therefore, you don't need to read 10 psukim. You can read 9. Now, it's interesting. In the Be'er Halacha, quotes that Tosfos says that you don't return the Sefer Torah until after reading the Megillah. But he quotes that many Achronim argue, and you do return the Sefer Torah. Why? And that's the minhag. Why? Because if you're holding the Torah, it's going to be hard to have kavana about to hear every word of the Megillah, because the person's going to be nervous that it might fall. And that's why the minhag is we return the Torah first, and then we lane the Megillah. For Korin HaMegillah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ve'acharchach say the Kedusha. After Megillah reading, you say, Uval Litzion Ve'ata Kadosh. Kishesh Milah B'Purim. When there's a Bris Milah on Purim, Molly Natino, Kodem Kriyas HaMegillah. Bris Milah is first, and then Kriyas HaMegillah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a remez for this. Lehudah Maisa Orah V'Simcha V'Sason. And the Gemara says that Sason is a remez to Bris Milah. Is a remez to Bris Milah, and that's why it comes before the Megillah reading. The Mishnah quotes other Achronim argue that Kriyas HaMegillah is first, but the minig is that a Bris Milah is first. Simtafrei Sadi Dalit. Matnos Anim. Matanos Levyonin. Chayev Kolodam Liten Lefacho Shtei Matanos Shnei Anim. A person has to give at least 2 gifts to 2 different Anim. In other words, the minimum is to give 1 Matana to 1 Ani and 1 Matana to another Ani. And that is the minimum. But why? Because the Megillah says, Matanos le'evyonim, gifts to the poor. Matanos is plural, and evyonim is plural, and that's why you have to give a total of 2 to 2 people. Good. What's the minimum amount? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a view that it's a pruta, but that's not the accepted practice. The accepted practice is what the Shaarei Teshuvah quotes, that it's the amount of a minimal meal in your neighborhood. That would be a few dollars, and let's a few dollars to buy a meal. So you have to give a few dollars for 1 ani and a few dollars for another ani. Well, the Mishnah Berurah says you're supposed to give money, or you can give food that the poor person can use on Purim itself. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that Matanos Avyonim cannot come from Maaser money, because Maaser money is a separate mitzvah. Now, what that means is as follows. It means the minimum that you have to give has to be from separate money, not from Maaser money. But of course, it's a good idea to give out your Maaser money also on Purim, because the Aniyim wait for Purim all year round. So let's say a person has saved up $200 of Maaser money for the year. So he gives $10 for Matanos Levyonim, 5 for one and 5 for another, and then he adds on the $200. That's a good idea, because the Aniyim wait the whole year for Matanos Levyonim. And then here the Mishnah Berurah quotes the world-famous Rambam, that the Rambam says that it's better to be marbe, it's better to give a lot of Matanos Avyonim than to give a lot of, to spend a lot on your Suda and Shalach Manas. Why? Because the greatest and most beautiful Simcha that a person can have is when you're Mesameach, the Lev Anim and Yisom V'almanos. You bring Simcha to those that have tsaros, the poor people and the orphans, and your doma l'shchina. That's what Hashem does. Hashem raises the hearts of those that have tsaros. So that's our job. So that's what the Rambam says. So based on this Rambam, some have a custom it's not a chiyuv, that they add up how much they spend on their suda and shalach manos, and they try to give that amount at least to matanos le'avyonim. So you're saying, well, that's a lot of money. Well, yeah, well, if that's a lot of money, it means your priorities are off. In other words, let's say you have a budget of $500 to spend on Purim. If you spend $400 on your suda and shalach manos, and you have only $100 left from matanos le'avyonim, no, don't do that. That's the point of the Rambam. Organize your suda, that your suda and shalach manos is $250, and matanos le'avyonim is also $250, to be even a little more. That's an important idea about having the proper priorities on Purim, and this Rambam is a very, very good, it's a very, very nice custom to do that, that you work out that your matanos le'avyonim equals the combined amount of what you spend on the suda and shalach manos. Oh, now, matanos le'avyonim has to be given out on Purim itself. What people do is they give money to different distributors before Purim, knowing that they're going to give out, the money will actually be distributed on Purim itself, and that's fine. You have to make sure to give to two different people. So if the person you give to, the distributor, if you know he's going to divide it up into two people, that's fine. And if not, then you should give some money to one distributor and some to another, because they know who the real Inim are, and that way you'll definitely get your mitzvah of two matanos to two Anim. Women are chayv in this mitzvah as well. The common practice is that for married women, they yotze together with their husbands. The husbands give enough that it counts for two matanos for them and two matanos for their wives. However, Rabbi Yashiv is quoted as saying that it's better for a married woman to give herself if she can, and to give her own direct donation for matanos le'avyonim. Children are also chayv in the mitzvah above the age of bar mitzvah. They should be encouraged to give matanos le'avyonim as well. Two matanos to two evyon. Now here, the Ramah quotes the minug of Machasis Hashakel. Yesh Amim Sheishliten Kodem Purim Machasis Min HaMatbeah HaKavua Ba'osa Makom Ve'osa Zman. You give out half of the coin that's used in that area of the world. Zecher L'Machasis Hashakel HaYinosnim Ba'Adar. They would collect the half Machasis Hashakel in Adar. The Machasis Hashakel was used to buy karbanos for the next year. The new fiscal year started in Nisan, the fiscal year in the Beis Hamikdash. So it was during Adar that they gave the Machasis Hashakel. So as a zecher to that, we give the Machasis Hashakel on Purim time. Now, since when it says Machasis Hashakel, the Torah says the word Truma three times, that's why the custom is to give three coins, three half coins, you give for Machasis Hashakel. The Ramah says, Yesh litno b'lel Purim. The custom is to give, the Ramah says, the night of Purim. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes that nowadays the minhag is to give it at Minchatan on Erev Purim. Now, not everyone has access to, let's say, you know, three half dollars or whatever you're going to be giving. So the custom is that the Gabbai puts out the three of the half of the coin of that country. Let's say in America, three half dollars. And then every person comes and gives to the tzedaka, you know, the tzedaka box or to the tzedaka plate enough money which is worth more than those three coins. You take the coins, now you own the coins, and then you give them back. And that way every person gets to fulfill this minhag of giving the three machzit shekels, giving this minhag. Oh. Now, there's one thing that's very, very important when it comes to Machasis Hashakel, that it's only a zecher. It's not the real thing. So you don't have to say anything when you give Machasis Hashakel, but if you do say something, don't say, this is the Machasis Hashakel. You have to say, this is zecher to the Machasis Hashakel. Why? Because if you say, this is the Machasis Hashakel, then it could be you've now made it Kodesh. And then it would be usher to use that money at all. It would be like a me'ilah. So that is the meaning of Machasis Hashakel mentioned here in the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel quotes from the Gemara, Ein mitachting v'mos Purim. We're not so careful regarding Mos Purim, who we give the money to. Elakol misha poshet yado litol knows them. Whoever asks for money, you give them something. What's the idea? During the rest of the year, a person doesn't have to give money to whoever asks. You can investigate whether it's a worthy cause or not and decide who gets priority. But on Purim, you can't refuse anyone who might even be in a state of poverty, and everyone should get at least a small donation. Oh, and this is a very big deal. The Sfarim say that this idea of kol poshe yad nosnim, well, whoever stretches out his hand, you give to him. So the Sfarim say this is also, there's a remez here, it's a tefillah. Purim is a day of tefillah. That whoever puts out his hand and asks Hashem and begs Hashem for something on Purim, so Hashem will listen. It's a very important day to take advantage of the special skulas that they're of davening well on Purim, and some connect this to this halacha in Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch continues, "Welcome Shana Gulitain Afka Akum, even to Goyim, Nosim." Some have a custom to even give to the non-Jews on that day, and you give. The poskim point out, of course, you're not Yotzei Matanos Evyonim with that. You still have to give Matanos to the Jewish Anim. But some customs had, some cities had that custom, because of Darkei Shalom, to avoid fights and to try to live pleasantly with our non-Jewish neighbors, that they give some money to the non-Jewish poor on Purim as well. Okay, we'll stop here.